This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Yeah, and you've heard that time and time again during those White House press briefings this week from Sean Spicer. He keeps saying that the media is obsessed with the process and not the substance here. That continues to be the White House narrative. But I want to show you exactly what he wrote in this tweet, the president. He said, it is the same fake news media that said there is, quote, no path to victory for Trump. That is now pushing the phony Russia story, a total scam. Why do you think that the media is in such a frenzy over this?
I don't think they're actually in a frenzy over this. I think they're in a frenzy. And this is the latest manifestation of that frenzy. It's a little bit like the Time correspondent who couldn't find Martin Luther King's statue because apparently a Secret Service agent was standing in front of it. And so promptly, without checking with anybody, sent out a note that Trump had taken Martin Luther King's statue or bust out of the Oval Office, which was repeated by 3,000 different sources, according to Kellyanne Conway. I think what you have is a left-wing media, starting with the Times, New York Times and Washington Post and the big networks. They are so far to the left. They are in a frenzy over Trump having won. This is just the latest manifestation. But you're going to see them stay this way, I think, all the way through. They are so frightened that their world is going to be taken apart, which it is. They're watching deregulation. They're watching a conservative Supreme Court justice. They're watching a president who's not afraid to take them on. And I think it just increases the panic and the frenzy of the news media.
Newt Gingrich was sharing there with Sandra Smith is that I think they're panicking, Scott, over the exposure that's taking place. And maybe it doesn't matter to them, but I think at some point enough gets exposed. It's kind of like the lie. It's not necessarily the first lie. It's the last lie. You know, you just tell one lie too many, and eventually it catches up to you. And I believe this is what's happening with those on the left, is that they continue to insist, like Obamacare, that it's of value. And, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, this thing is in a death spiral, and they're still, you know, arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic as it's going down and playing music. I just don't understand it, and this is how silly this is going on. Well, I say I don't understand it, but I do, because unfortunately this is part of the human condition that we don't want to change. You know, we don't want to hit the pause button and think about, okay, and take an assessment. I learned this in business a long time ago, how few companies are willing to evaluate how they measure up against the mission and their original intent for being, and how they get off track, and even to the point that they insist on, you know, heading directly into bankruptcy or their demise without doing the things that they need to do. And we've been calling for this for a long time, that we needed a business-oriented leader in the Oval Office, and we finally have one. Now, there are certain things in business that occur that are very, very logical, very common sense. It's free market based. You know, it's you invest money, you look for return, you get the right people in the job, you let them grow, and let them exercise their God-given gifts, and they're happy campers. You know, for a long time, the bureaucracy in our country, I can't imagine that there's a lot of satisfied people within the government. How much politics that they have to step around. I mean, it's like being out in a cow pasture where you got a lot of cows with IBD, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's a mess out there. And so now you've got a guy who's guilty of wanting to come in and straighten things out. But, you know, the thing I'm concerned about is we're wasting a lot of time here. It's not like we have President Donald Trump forever here. We'll have him for maybe four. If we're lucky, we might be able to get eight. But meanwhile, he's trying to lead this country and drag this Democratic anchor and these spoiled brats who didn't get their way. They didn't win the election. So now they're going to make everybody else pay the price for it. Is that the American way of life? Is that acceptable to you? Let us know your thoughts at hashtag BML Talk. All right. Hashtag BML Talk. Let me know your thoughts and what you think the solution is. OK, This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It has to be our mission, ladies and gentlemen. We're off track. We've lost our compass here, our North Star. And as a result, we've been floundering. I mean, you think of all the waste of resources and humanity that has occurred along the way here. It is not typical and certainly not the way that we would expect for the America of the United States of America to operate. We have along the way have released, our freedoms, and we are becoming enslaved to a ideological few that are very passionate, and we're going along to get along. And it reminds me of Rodney King when I was in Los Angeles with the riots and everything that happened with Rodney King. And at one point, I mean, in a moment of sobriety, Rodney King says, "Hey, why can't we all just get along?" And, and I thought about that statement, and I had to go to God, and I said, "God, why can't we all get along?" And the answer was very quick. It was clear. It's because good and evil can't coexist. That's the problem. That's why we can't get along. And that's the division of humanity, even here in the United States. Are you working for good? Are you working for evil? And you may think that you can tiptoe around the two, but it really is that black and white. And until you come to that realization, you're going to continue to flounder. You're going to continue to waste resources. Your family is compromised. You're compromised. It's impossible to be a happy camper. You might think on the surface, and you might be doing well individually and making lots of money, living in the big house, driving all the fancy cars and stuff like that. And we've seen this, you know, all you got to do is look at Hollywood and tune in for a couple of episodes of TMZ, and you see what a mess can do with there being nothing new under the sun, as one of the wisest men, or the wisest men ever to walk the face of the earth, King Solomon had to say. But with us right now to talk more about the nature of biblical liberty as it relates to property is John Bona. John is a firm believer in the American free enterprise system like yours truly. He calls on his 30-plus years experience as an owner of Park & Go to shape his views, spread a message on the importance for Christians to promote religious, economic, and political liberty. Because, John, that's where our liberties come from. They don't come from man. They don't come from government. I mean, so many other places around the world, they look to man, they look to government, they look to their despots to get their freedom. But our founding fathers clearly said that these are God-given rights. They didn't come from the government because, as you know and I know and anybody with any kind of experience, understanding of history, appreciates that if the government gives it to you, what they give, they can take it away. But God doesn't operate that way, does he?
Hey, good morning, Billy. Exactly. Hey. Yeah, and I think it's very true what you said. You know, there's no doubt we're a nation today that is adrift. We're kind of like a ship without a compass or a rudder or even a goal. We don't seem to know which way to head.
Right.
And, of course, we've turned away from the Word of God and the Scriptures, and that's our main problem. And the instruction of our founding fathers, that they what they believed in and looked to. And
well, what a waste, though, John. Are we going to get to that point, you know, this side of the pearly gates and go shoulda, coulda, woulda?
Well, I don't think so, because we have some good solutions, and I'd like to share some with you today.
Yes, please.
First of all, look, if we're talking about property, that's a big subject in everybody's mind. As the Christian knows, by right of creation, and it all belongs to God, really. Mm-hmm. And I own a farm, and I realize I have a temporary duty here to manage it properly, take care of the environment there, do all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a self-evident truth that really it all belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
King David wrote, "The earth is the Lord's and all that it contains." So that is a good starting point. And from there, you can manage it right. You can manage property correctly. But basically, the government should not own the land. These socialistic concepts about land ownership are non-existent as a teaching in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
When private property remains private, owners take courage to protect it, cultivate it, improve the land, make it nice, demonstrating the biblical principle that the laborer
exactly.
is worthy of his or her wages. So,
exactly.
And we've seen it throughout history, Bill. Christian civilization was prosperous throughout time, throughout history. It grew in part on the pillars of private land ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we recognize private property rights as sacred, really,
mm-hmm.
Our Christian nation will prosper beyond all others as it has in the past. But the first idea is that civil government does not own resources. Nowhere in Scripture do we find the right of civil government given the right or the duty to own any created resources. The rivers, the lakes, the oceans don't belong to the government. The coal, the trees, the crude oil, the animals don't belong to the government. Even the wind and the sunshine do not belong to the government. So even to the fish or the birds or the little turtles,
mm-hmm.
there's not a single Bible reference that assigns the ownership of resources to the civil government. Now, there's no moral argument for it either, to compel government to own or manage natural resources, except in some very narrow instances. Now, here's the second thing.
Wait. Before you go to the second point, John, what I want to point out here, and you bring up a clear point that we need to hit the Selah button for a moment and pause and really meditate on what you just shared with us. And that is, when you think of the results, it may not be clear in the Constitution or even in the Bible, but there's just some laws that are immutable. They're in place. They have clear boundaries. But if you don't see those boundaries and you violate those boundaries, then you have what happens here in America today. I mean, you and I are in Florida. Look at the waterways. Look what's happened.
Right.
You know, here, because the government comes in, they think they know. And what they've done is, out of greed and out of paybacks and everything, they've stepped in and tried to, you know, they've really violated some basic principles of how to steward these natural resources. And you got a mess here.
And it's clear in government. Secondly, the civil government does not own land. Nowhere in Scripture do we find the ownership of land given to civil government.
Mm-hmm.
In the Old Testament or New, it doesn't own the deserts, the farms, the cities, the mountains, the coastlands.
Mm-hmm.
The riverbanks do not belong to the government. Look, at after entering the promised land, this is a great thing to learn in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
According to God's specification, the people divided Israel into parcels of land by tribes.
Right,
the
exactly.
tribes then divided the land and distributed that land to the families. So God gave Scripture for a clear example. There's not a word about government assuming ownership of land.
Right.
Rightful land ownership really requires the government at every level to limit itself to their God-given duties. Now,
and there was no taxes on the land, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. No taxes on the land. They own the land outright.
Well, look, at the government, yes, we know it's okay. The roads, there's some military installations. You can make an argument of that, because the duty of the government is to reward the good and punish the wicked. So there are some things, jail cells, things like that. Possibly defensive walls around our nation could be owned by the government. I get that, but who should own the land? Let's talk about that, Bill. Who
okay.
should own the land?
Well, I want to...
Scripture asserts individuals
okay.
and families should own the land.
Exactly.
There's no question about it.
Well, John, I want to get into... speaking of hitting the pause button, we need to, because the music's playing. That means we're going to go to break here. And I don't want to get started in something. I think that's the good question right now to end this segment on. Who owns the land? Who should be owning the land? John Bonner is with us, and we've got more from John right after this. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Hey, it's time to welcome one of our new affiliates out of New York, WNYM. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Bonner continues to be with us, firm believer in the American free enterprise system. And he calls on his 30-plus years experience as an owner of Park & Go to shape his views and spread a message on the importance for Christians to promote religious, economic, and political liberty. John, you know, as I was talking with Bishop Jackson earlier, I said the reason that we share and spread the message here is that we have learned from our own mistakes and our own ways and our own experience. And this is what we want to deposit into our children, our grandchildren, and those around us who have ears to hear, that we tried it our own way. You know, God in his grace and mercy allowed us to exercise free choice. And, you know, just kind of like what he told Cain, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And we found out what it was like when we didn't do right and it didn't go well for us. And, you know, God says he's big enough. Say, put me to the test. Check it out. You know, contend with me. And you and I did. And we find ourselves today as those who have experienced God, who know God intimately. And we speak with confidence because he is faithful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you had a story that you wanted to share with us before we picked up where we left off.
Well, yeah, I think it bounces off the question, who should own the land in America? And really an assumption and example throughout Scripture to this question asserts absolutely that individuals and families should own the land. Abraham buried his wife on a parcel that he personally purchased. Isaac got it for his inheritance. Right. Israel, when they left Egypt, think of it this way. When they headed for freedom in the promised land, why do we call it that? Mm. Their landless state consisted in slavery. Think about that. They didn't own a square foot. Right. When they entered the promised land, it consisted in land ownership. That's how they identified their freedom. And if you think of that, as slaves, they didn't own anything. When they went into the promised land, that's what it consisted of. Now, we could go into a lot of discussion, but I had, as I mentioned in the break, a friend of mine met with the president. I won't mention names. There's a great opportunity for Americans right now to own land in America. A friend of mine, I said, met with the president recently in the Oval Office, and he planned to discuss federal government land. The federal government, Bill, do you know they own about 500 to 600 million acres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when it goes west, you know, west of the Mississippi, the percentage of property. I mean, Utah. What is Utah? About 80%.
Unbelievable.
I mean, whatever Harry Reid doesn't own, the rest of it's owned by the government.
Exactly, but the government needs to sell this land to American citizens, lockbox the funds, and pay down our national debt.
Mm-hmm.
Look, land rushes have always worked really good in America. And if they sold the land for even a dollar a square foot, that would pay off all the $20 trillion debt. And American families and individuals, now citizens, it would only be citizens, would have the right to buy it.
Right.
Talk about a win-win. Private
exactly.
Property owners always take care of their land better than any government would.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, at the environmentalists, we know that they're going to try to throw a wrench in this. They always do. But the beauty is the new EPA director, he could remove the environmentally sensitive claims they make for endangered species by a dozen of them go away every day.
Mm-hmm.
These bogus arguments that the environmentalists use to hijack the land. So, look, they're always going to use that argument to try to keep land from being privatized.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is this is a great idea. I think now is the opportunity to actually do something about it. Certainly, if it didn't happen now, it's probably not going to happen later. It's a long shot.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you bring up a good point here, John, because whether it's the national debt, like you say, infrastructure, I mean, you know, a part of the deal. I mean, you think about what you could do regarding the infrastructure, you know, private landowners, what they would do as a cooperative effort, as they always do. When they take over property, in improving the property because they have a bona fide interest in it and a personal interest. So, I love the idea, and especially anything you can get out of the government's hands, I think is a good thing.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, you and I talked about what's going on here in Florida. I mean, one of my favorite, you know, I'm up in Port St. Lucie, as you know.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite resources, you know, for honey is a local beekeeper. They've been, you know, three generations, they've been, you know, providing honey to the community here. And, you know, the government has decided, hey, look, they're just going to go and eradicate all these mosquitoes, you know, because of the fear of Zika and all that stuff going on. And they've wiped out, they've wiped out this guy. I mean, he's just hanging on by a couple of bees because of all the pesticides that they've been spraying over the area here. And, you know, no consideration. I mean, because when the government comes in and they bring in all these pesticides, they kill in mass. I mean, there's no, you know, anything else, it would be, there'd be an incredible environmental study that would take place, right, John? They would say, look, if you do this, you're going to affect this. I mean, it's not. They just go, okay, hey, look at, you know, we got these mosquitoes and, you know, all in the name of protecting us against Zika. Now you're wiping out Bill Martinez's favorite honey resource here. This is really very disturbing.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one of the worst I ever heard was the farmers in California's San Joaquin Valley. I don't know if you heard about that one. Mm. They had the water they used for growing crops. The best land in the country diverted to the Pacific Ocean because of a 3-inch fish called a smelt.
A smelt. I'm very familiar with it. Yes.
Oh, right. Unbelievable. And if you think about how the environmentalist action, it caused food shortages, higher prices, and it harmed the poor most of all.
Of course.
It was the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They issued a biological opinion imposing water restrictions on the valley. And as a result, tens of billions of gallons of water from the mountains east and north of Sacramento were channeled away from the farmers right directly into the ocean. And it left hundreds of thousands of acres, Bill, a beautiful land, the best growing land in our country, scorched. And as a result, it devastated the state's farm economy. Now, what sense does that make?
Exactly.
Think about how far these environmentalists have gone.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, look what's happening in California with the drought that they've been dealing with as well. And it's all been this diversion of water. You know, they've been social engineering. I say social, resources engineering that they've been doing because they think they have a better way. And nobody is sitting there going, you know, this is a stupid idea. Look at what happened with the waters being poisoned in, you know, in Detroit. You know, what's happening? What is all that about?
Well, Bill, we've given up our free enterprise economy that our founders of this nation gave to us. Mm-hmm. And we followed, as you said, social experiments, socialism, albeit a number of paces behind that, hopefully. But look what everywhere where it's appeared. The greatest experiment of socialism in the history of the world that I know of is in the USSR, right? Okay. It came to a disastrous end. Mm-hmm. It crashed in flames and burned. And it brought utter disaster and bankruptcy and famine to that nation. That's what socialism done. You know, we call it other names, you know, welfare state, a benevolent government, but the government is not benevolent. I think Russ Walton put it well when he said, government is not a producer. It's a taker. It's
That's
a
right.
taxer and a spender.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes money from the private sector. So look, I think we have to realize that the free market system is the only way to prosperity. It's a Christian system. It's a God-given system. It's the only thing that'll work.
You know, when you look at it historically, the empirical evidence is resoundingly clear, and we ignore it at our own peril and their own expense. How much more and how much longer do we continue to ignore the evidence, John? It's so clear, isn't it?
It's very clear. But there's hope, Bill. There's hope.
Yes.
And I believe that we can turn things around for the good.
Well, John, let's get your book in the hands of God-fearing Americans. How can they get their hands on the Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won?
Well, it's on all the websites, Amazon you could go to, or storyoflibertypress.com, and get a copy of the Liberty Book.
And you'll be blessed. John Bonham, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Take care.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rahel Raza is with us. Good to have her always here in her perspective. President of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. She's an award-winning journalist, public speaker, and activist for human rights. Rahel, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, Rahel, over a year ago, before even the President of the United States, Donald Trump, mentioned it, you called for an immigration ban, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Well, not a ban, and just like he hasn't called for a ban, I called for a temporary moratorium from countries that promote and fund terrorism, because we had had a terrible terrorist attack here in Canada, in Ottawa, where I live. I'm a Canadian. And so people were not being able to understand that there are parts of the world in which terrorism, there is training, there is funding, and it is very active. So we needed to sort out how to strengthen our borders and implement stronger security policies. So I had suggested a temporary stoppage from those countries until we could clear up what it needs to be done.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you here in the United States, we were getting mixed messages. The president then, Barack Obama, was telling us that it took 3 years to properly vet. And then, you know, he breaks that out in January. 7 months later, we start releasing people from, you know, Syria, mostly Muslims, about 2% Christians. We heard up before then that it was the Christians that were getting heavily persecuted. And you're going, wait a minute, how does this connect with the words that he told us, saying it was taking 3 years of intense investigation? And in 7 months, all of a sudden, we have this influx of of immigrants, refugees coming to this country. And then, worse yet, we have security people in our country whose job is to do the vetting, saying, we don't know. And we don't have all the information. So to your point, because of this confusion and this misinformation out there, I believe it was a reasonable thing to ask for a temporary moratorium, as you call it. A ban is what the media has called it, because that's more insightful to your point. And I agree with you that it's more of a ban, a timeout, a pause on this so that we get it right, so we're protecting our citizens. That seems to me a reasonable consideration, don't you?
It is definitely a reasonable consideration by the leader, democratically elected leader, I may add, of a country who has the right to protect his citizens and his borders. Now, President Obama's waffling in 8 years actually created more terrorist attacks on American soil than they had ever seen before. So obviously, whatever investigation he had called for was not very productive, because the first people who should have been taken in as refugees were the Christians, who are being heavily persecuted even as we speak in the Middle East. And they don't have a home to go back to, although that was their land and their home for thousands of years. You know, the heart of Christendom resided in those areas. The Assyrian Christians, the Coptic Christians, who have been brutally persecuted by ISIS, they should have been on top of the list. They should have been first priority. And the Yazidi, who have also been persecuted, and now there is a genocide against them. So, you know, when one calls for an investigation, I think fairness and justice are the words that should come to mind. You know, although, you know, we want to, of course, always be humanitarian, but we must, while being humanitarian, we must also be practical and sensible.
Without a doubt. Well, Rahilis, you and I discussed before, the vetting process begins in these UN camps. And the UN camps are predominantly controlled by Muslims, so you're not going to have a lot of Christians coming into those camps, you know, at the risk of being abused and, you know, one thing or another, which we've heard the stories, you know, that are rather disgusting to hear how, you know, fellow human beings, Christians particularly, are treated in these UN camps.
Yes, we have heard those stories as well, and it is certainly very sad, but you know, it should be a wake-up call for so many people. At the same time, there are many people who were coming in who could not be vetted because the places that they were coming from were not accessible to those security people who would want to go and check them. Now, having said this, let me be very clear that, you know, I think that we should always look after refugees and people who need our help. But we must at the same time be cognizant that there are mercenaries out there who clamber on the backs of these innocent people and, you know, promote their own subversive agendas. And we have heard those stories as well. So being conscious of our own security is something that is not an impractical suggestion. And I said this to you before, I'll say it again, that, you know, you want to open your doors to everyone, but if you know that someone's going to come and destroy your furniture or to harm you, you want to be careful. So this temporary moratorium, it was a very good time to suss out what is happening, what has been successful, what hasn't. I mean, this is an entirely new phenomena for many parts of the Western world. So, you know, having to deal with it takes time, and that time was needed so that, you know, better policies could be put into place. And those countries which have been put on this temporary moratorium are mostly failed states in which there is a lot of internal strife and they are unpredictable. And it sends a very strong message to other countries who harbor terrorists that this is not acceptable anymore. I mean, you know, maybe during the 8 years of the Obama administration, he chose to turn a blind eye to some of the things that were going on. But you now have a man who stands up and says, we're going to fight this radical ideology and we're not going to stand for this, and more power to him, and I fully support that.
Exactly. Well, I want you to tell us about the film that you're involved in, a star of this film called By the Numbers, The Untold Story of Muslim Opinions and Demographics. Tell our audience about that, Rahil.
Well, this is a very short documentary that has been made by the Clarion Project. I'm on the advisory board of the Tarian Project, and I work closely with them because they have the most sensible vision, which says that we must expose extremism, but at the same time, we must give voices to moderate, progressive, reformist Muslims. And that is why I'm delighted to work with them. So they made this documentary based on a Pew poll because, you know, people always say, oh, well, you know, there are very small numbers. So what they did is they crunched the numbers based on this Pew poll about the mindset and the ideology and the thinking of Muslims all over the globe. So this Pew poll was done, I believe, in 36 countries. And the explanation of it is all there in the documentary. And this documentary is something I have narrated because I am a devout practicing Muslim. So coming from me, nobody can say it's Islamophobia, which they love to do. And we've talked about the numbers. What we have said is that, yes, obviously, not all Muslims are terrorists, and we know that. But unfortunately, a large number have an ideology that is jihadist, that is not in sync with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights from the UN. There are people, large numbers, who, and of course, you know, your audience can see this on the Tarian Project. There are large numbers of people who say that they don't mind honor killings, that, you know, it's okay to kill people, that, you know, they would like to see Sharia law implemented in the Western world. So these are ideas that should concern us. And, you know, it brings us to that whole concept that this is a war of ideas.
Exactly.
It's not a war that can be fought with weapons. It's about ideas and ideology. And all ideas can be critiqued and challenged and must be critiqued and challenged.
Without a doubt, trying
to stifle debate and discussion through political correctness is never a solution.
Raheel, 15 seconds left. How can people get in front of By the Numbers?
They can get it by going to www.thetarianproject.org, or they can just Google By the Numbers Tarian Project. It comes up. It's a 14-minute documentary, and it has had more than 3 million views.
Wow. So we're going to make sure we link it on our website, too, as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Raheel Raza, president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book Their Jihad, Not Mine, Not My Jihad, award-winning journalist as well. Raheel, thank you so much. Be safe.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's our gift to you. It's all right there. You can download it, share it with your friends, your neighbors, even the people you don't like. By all means, it's the truth. No matter where it leads, that is our commitment to you to pursue it. And we bring on the experts on this very independent Bill Martinez live show. You know, Bob Waliszewski, I'm going to bring you on right now. You know, the other day I was talking with somebody and he said to me, he goes, do they let you talk like that? he was so shocked that we were asking questions, you know, that were just basic, you know, I think journalistic questions, you know, things that our listeners would want to hear. And you follow up, you actually listen to what people say, and you ask them, you know, a responsive question. And he was really shocked. He goes, oh, my goodness. He says, I can't tell you how many radio stations and interviews I've done, and I've never had such a candid conversation with anybody before. I said, well, you know, it's a little bit different here because we're committed to the truth and a biblical worldview. So, you know, no need to get hamstrung with all the culture and the things that trip us up along the way, right?
Yeah, freedom of speech and a commitment to truth. Those are two good things. And
yeah, without a doubt.
I've never had a conversation with you in our many, many, couple years now of doing these where I've ever thought that I couldn't express my true feelings. It's an incredible privilege to come to these microphones week after week and share a little bit about what's happening in Hollywood and what families who care should be thinking.
Well, and this is why we appreciate your commitment as well. You can blame your fellow colleague, Dr. Del Tackett, for all this. I mean, Del really clarified so many things, as I mentioned to you, and I did finally have a chance to meet him.
Project.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, now he's doing the Genesis series, which a movie, the documentary, and, you know, it's just, very powerful and very much in the typical form that Del Tackett does things. You know, he is a teacher's teacher. And, you know, the way he lays things out. But the Truth Project, even to this day, I think it's iconic. I would say to you that if you have never heard about it, go to Focus on the Family. Check it out. Get it into your church. Get in front of your friends, your family. It is absolutely life-changing because we live in a world, Bob, where everything, you know, is graded on the curve. Everything's relative. You know, we don't want to offend anybody. And as a result of not doing that, we have we have kind of cut off the moorings to our moral anchorings. We're like that untethered balloon that's just out there, you know, being tossed around to and fro. And we find too many people are rather confused, and they are blessed when they get it straight. And they go, oh, wow, that's the way I always thought it would be, you know. But
People on the other side, of speaking of truth and the Truth, Del's Truth Project, I mean, you've got people on the
other side of the equation who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. There absolutely is no such thing. And you want to say, how do you know? Well, because it's true that what I just said is true. Well, then wait a minute. If there is no such thing as absolute truth and you are positive that that's a true statement, then you believe absolutely that there's no, so you believe at least there's one absolute truth, and that is there's no such thing as, you know, so you get them in a conundrum that they can't get out of when they, right, when they stand opposed to absolute truth. It's
the thing is, if there was no absolute truth, Bob, then we'd be finding out that certain zip codes of our world were just flying off into the environment. You know, gravity would suddenly not be applicable to them, and they would just be, you know, out there like George Clooney, you know, flying out in space, right?
That's right.
Minor little point, but like you say,
little points. That's right.
But hey, let's talk movies, huh? Speaking of families and Beauty and the Beast slipped to number two, and who was to think that the boss would take over, huh?
Voiced by Alec Baldwin. Yeah. I will say for those listeners who are wondering if that looks like something to take the kids to, it has an incredible family-friendly heart. Okay, it's got some bathroom humor, and actually quite a little bit. And so if you can navigate that, you might enjoy it. But here you have a married couple with a 7-year-old son who are portrayed in this animated feature as loving their little boy unconditionally and just spending some really incredible time with him at bedtime. So, I mean, we're talking 7 stories. We're talking all the hugs he needs at bedtime, and he's just loving it. Until one night they tell him, hey, guess what, son? You're going to have a baby brother. And in his imagination, from then on, he imagines not a cute and cuddly goo goo gaga type baby coming home, but a briefcase carrying harsh baby who takes over the whole family. And isn't that what happens oftentimes when a baby comes into a family? It's like, okay, the baby is the boss. It's an imaginative look at what many families have gone through with a whole bunch of bathroom humor. We gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Not a bad score for an animated film. So,
what is it with bathroom humor? I mean, it's not humor. It's not funny.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, come on, please.
Don't get me started. I mean, I'm waiting for the boss baby that's absolutely where I can say, and you know what? There was not a bit of bathroom humor in it. There was no diaper joke. There was no, there was no anything. But that's the easiest well to run to, I think,
exactly,
for a gag.
It's a lack of creativity. You know, James Hurston and I, James, who's, you know, he played with the Temptations, an attorney, and he's on with us every week. And, you know, we talk about, you know, why musicians use distortion and turn up the volume. It's to cover mistakes. It's like comedians, the reason that they gravitate to the F word. They panic. And all the, you know, they're not getting laughs. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is with the audience, but the F word is not funny. And they throw out the F word and people laugh. And it's like, it gives them some sort of false security or whatever. I don't understand what it is about audiences that laugh at something that is not funny. And I think maybe it's just because they kind of relate to the comedian and they know he's bombing or he needs a lifeline. So they just kind of give him the obligatory laughter, you know, in order to kind of save the routine. Because after all, they did pay, you know, over $100 to go in and see this knucklehead, you know. and to be entertained, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, jumping down to number 3 at the box office, another new film with Scarlett Johansson's Ghost in the Shell, set in a futuristic Japan where a ton of people on the planet have robotic parts, you know, like they'll pull out someone's eyes and put in eyes with X-ray vision. You know, well, we got new and improved ones, so we'll do it.
Sure.
Scarlett Johansson's character becomes the first woman to ever have her brain transplanted in a cyborg or artificial body to battle the bad guys of this futuristic world. It actually, this story is one of those that, okay, she's going to, it's good versus evil, I got that. Mm-hmm. But I always want to root for characters. There's got to be somebody in the film that I'm like, oh, I like this person. And I so want, you know, okay, I hope they make it. Oh, yeah, why you? Yeah. But this is not that kind of film. You don't care about Scarlett Johansson's character or anyone in her cyborg life. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty weak that way. And when you figure that the violence was pretty sharp, and I don't know what you call what they have her in. The cyborg body that she has is, I would call it almost naked at times.
Oh, wow.
So families have to deal with that issue too. We gave it a 3, which is a, you know, middle of the road score. But it just wasn't a middle of the road type good film. It just was not very entertaining. So,
well, this is,
I think
new,
it'll be quickly out of the theaters now that word of mouth is probably going to sink it.
Well, this is this new Asian genre, right?
The anime, and it hit our shores on this one back in '95. Mm-hmm. So with the animated, and so to have a film version was kind of inevitable. But now that it didn't do all that well, we may never see Ghost in the Shell Part 2. We'll see.
Well, that's what happens when you go to a movie and the popcorn is more enjoyable than the movie itself. You got trouble, right?
Well, that's definitely true for that one. Now, it isn't true for the other film that was out new this past weekend, came in at number 10, The Zookeeper's Wife. Now, coming in at number 10 is pretty good for a film that was only in 541 theaters across the country. You take Boss Baby, it was almost 4,000 theaters. So in comparison, it was quite a lot less. But this one is set in 1939. True story about the Zabinskis in Warsaw, Poland, own a zoo. The Germans took it over, bombed it, lost a lot of animals in their bombing. When the Nazis came in, they took some of their prize animals, shipped them to Germany, so they decided to do a pig farm, and more importantly, started hiding Jews on their pig farm zoo. It's a little bit of Schindler's List and a little bit of The Hiding Place, a very inspiring story.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of good things about this movie, Bob, and you think the average per screening over $6,000 per screening, that would have put it just on that case if we were using that quadrant to evaluate the success of the weekend movie, that would have made it number 3.
Now, lest I speak so glorifying of this movie that people think it doesn't have any problems, it does. Some brief nudity, and as you might imagine with a World War II film, you're going to have violence, and not surprisingly, the fact that it's called Zookeeper, you're going to have a bunch of violence toward animals, especially early on, which is pretty grimacing. I mean, you see that and you go, oh, I didn't want to see that animal you know, kind of thing. But it's in that film, so a little bit of warning for those potential viewers who think this is going to be their cup of tea. It was my cup of tea, but it still has some problems.
Yeah, I love history. Well, it's tough, you know, when you get into some of those things, you know, dealing with reality. And some of it is, I mean, I always appreciate it, Bob, that when it's left to your imagination. But, you know, some of these directors nowadays, they have to lay it out there, and you wonder. So for you, it was unnecessarily squeamish. But the good news, no bathroom humor in Zookeeper's Wife, right?
That's true. That's true.
Well, that's great. Hey, Bob Waliszewski has been with us always every week. Good to have him with us. Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Go to PluggedIn.com for more information.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.